What is a real connection between people when the same knowledge opens a door between them? When the same inner sight exists in you as in another, you are drawn to be companions. When a man feels in himself the inmost nature of a woman, he is drawn to her sexually. When a woman feels the masculine self of a man within her, she wants him physically in her. When you feel the qualities of Gabriel in you, you fly up quickly, like a fledgling not thinking of the ground. When you feel asinine qualities in you, no matter how you try to do otherwise, you will head toward the stable. The mouse is not despicable for its form, which is a helpless victim to birds of prey. The mouse, who loves dark places and cheese and pistachio nuts and syrup. When the white falcon, though, has the inner nature of a mouse, it is a disgrace to all animals. Angelic figures and criminals shackled head down in a pit are similar looking, same arms, same head. Moses is a bright spirit, Pharaoh disgusting with his sorcery. Always search for your innermost nature in those you are with, as rose oil imbibes from roses. Even on the grave of a holy man, a holy man lays his face and hands and takes in light. There is a light seed grain inside. You fill it with yourself, or it dies. I'm caught in this curling energy. Your hair. Whoever's calm and sensible is insane.
Someone who goes with half a loaf of bread to a small place that fits like a nest around him. Someone who wants no more, who's not himself longed for by anyone else. He is a letter to everyone. You open it. It says, live.
What does not exist looks so handsome. What does exist, where is it? An ocean is hidden. All we see is foam. Shapes of dust spinning, tall as minarets. But I want wind. Dust can't rise up without wind, I know, but can I understand this by some way other than induction? invisible ocean, wind, visible foam and dust. This is speech. Why can't we hear thought? These eyes were born asleep. Why organize a universe this way? With the merchant close by, a magician measures out 500 ells of linen moonlight. It takes all his money, but the merchant buys the lot. Suddenly there's no linen, and of course there's no money, which was his life spent wrongly, and yours, and mine. Say, save me, thou one, from witches who tie knots and blow on them. They're tying them again. Prayers are not enough. You must do something. Three companions for you. Number one, what you own. He won't even leave the house for some danger you might be in. He stays inside. Number two, your good friend. He at least comes to your funeral. He stands and talks at the gravesite, no further. The third companion, what you do, your work, goes down into death to be there with you, to help. Take deep refuge with that companion beforehand. Come to the orchard in spring. There's light and wine and sweethearts in the pomegranate flowers. If you do not come, these do not matter. If you do come, these do not matter.